Joining us today is Dr. Laura Shields, Manager of Corporate Responsibility for the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. So we're here to talk about the future of fashion and how the fashion industry is becoming vegan and sustainable. Can you tell us what is the future of fashion?
Absolutely. The future of fashion is innovative, it's sustainable, it's exciting, and it's animal-free. And that's happening because major designers and fashion houses have stopped using fur, they've stopped using exotic skins, and they're instead using luxurious vegan leather and eco-friendly faux furs that no one had to suffer and die for. It's easy for individuals to fight the climate catastrophe and save animals at the same time by leaving animal materials like leather and wool and down out of their wardrobes.
That's excellent. And so why should consumers be concerned about what wool, leather, and down?
Well, PETA's undercover investigations have proved time and time again that animals suffer terribly so that people can wear their skin and wool. To give some examples, in the leather industry, cows have their throats slit and many are still alive when they're skinned. In the wool industry, workers punch animals in the face, they stomp on them, and they shear them so violently that they're left with gaping bloody wounds. And similarly, in the down industry, workers kneel on the birds and they rip feathers from their bodies while they're still fully conscious and shrieking. It's deplorable. And, you know, who thinks this is okay? It isn't. And so that's why we have these new wonderful vegan materials on the market that people can buy instead.
How do the wool, leather, and down industries affect the environment?
Well, the wool, leather, and down industries are destroying the environment. They're part of animal agriculture, which is responsible for nearly 20% of greenhouse gas emissions, making it the leading cause of the climate catastrophe. For example, the Amazon rainforest is being burned to make room for cows before they're killed for their skin, and waste from sheep and cows and birds pollute streams and rivers. And so that's why we're encouraging anyone who cares about sustainability to never buy anything that comes from an animal and instead choose luxurious, stylish vegan clothing.
What does this mean for major designers?
Well, it means that they're really recognizing the harm that the fashion industry has on animals and the environment. And they're using innovative materials to replace those animal-derived materials like down and leather and wool. Your listeners may not know, but there have been many amazing advancements in vegan materials, like alternatives from leather that are made from taking the grape waste from wineries, processing it, and then turning it into a material that's supple, luxurious, and durable.
What are some vegan materials we might see at New York Fashion Week?
Well, we'll likely see designers using innovative materials to replace down, leather, and wool that they've traditionally used. So, for example, we have designers that are using discarded ocean waste. So it's fishing nets that have just been polluting the ocean that are being pulled out of the ocean. So you're literally taking trash out of the ocean and then they're processing it in a sustainable way. And then they're turning that into a fiber that's silky and flowy. And designers like Stella McCartney is using that. Or you have designers using recycled water bottles and they're turning that into a soft insulation to replace down. And all of this has little impact on the earth or the animals who live on it.
Talking with Dr. Laura Shields, the Manager of Corporate Responsibility for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. And Doctor, where can people find more information?
People can visit our website at PETA.org. So that's PETA.org. And they can get a free guide on how to shop without hurting animals in the environment. And we invite everybody to visit that. And then you can learn how wearing vegan is one of the most effective ways, really, that we can help save animals and help the environment.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much.